So we left off yesterday discussing the preparations that one makes on Erev Pesach before Pesach begins. And we began discussing the preparations of preparing the table for the Lel HaSeda. We mentioned that the seating arrangements should be already prepared. And the Shulchan Aruch continues in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, if Beis, by telling us that one should be Mesader his table. He should put out onto the table beautiful kelim according to his ability and prepare for himself a makom meshava, a place to sit with a seba derech cheres, which does take preparation because since nowadays we're not used to sitting with a seba, and if the purpose of a seba is to feel cheres, so we have to be able to make out of our seba the most cheres we could get. So before Yontav already, one should already be preparing how he's going to set up his seat so that he'll be able to do a seba with cheres. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here. Now, this chiv seba, which is brought in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Avei Psachim, is even a ani shebi Yisrael, even someone who's poor, lo yoichal ad sheyasi, because it's a chiv to sit derech eres, it's a chiv to sit with feeling of freedom. And then the Mechab is telling us the din of kelim noyim, which is a similar idea. The kelim noyim is that even though throughout the year we learned in Hilchos Tavkuf Samach, the halacha is of zeichel achorbin, that one should not put out his fancy kelim. However, lel pesach is a mitzvah to adrabba put out nice kelim, because to feel the derech cheres. And as the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that the Maharil would have different mashkoinos, different collaterals that he had from the goyim, which were kelim noyim, and he wouldn't use it throughout the year, but on Pesach, he would put it out on the table to be happy by seeing them. It gave him excitement. The Magen Avraham actually is disturbed by this. The Magen Avraham says, perhaps, that since he only used it once a year, Lel Pesach, we could say that the guy is not makpid on it. And the Chok Yaakov is medayik that the Magen Avraham, that the Maharil doesn't say that the Maharil used them. He didn't use the kelim. He just put them out on the table. He had them out on the table from Lir'oysam, from seeing them. It gave him a certain excitement. What was that excitement that he had from putting it out on the tables? Which that's not Gezel. He says also to Mashman the Magen Avraham that there's to use them would be Gezel. Perhaps that's not an Isser of Gezel if you're using it and not making it go down in price. But the Maharil would put out on the table Kelim Noyim and even these Mashkanes of the Akum. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, just a good Maramokim over here in Tov Ayin Beis when you learn Hilchos Geneva's Das. He says, and even if you want to use them, there's no Gezel Nochri in this case, and it's not even because of Gneva's Das. The Chassam Seifa, in Tshuva, he discusses this Maril, and also the Magen Avraham, of whether it's an Inyan of Gezel or not. But then the Chassam Seifa in Drushes says something beautiful. We know that the night that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were told that they're going to leave with a Rechush Gadol. And the Gemara tells us that Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Rabbeinu Shlalom, where's the Rechush Gadol? And the Pasuk tells us that they went to the houses of the Mitzriim and they collected different items, different beautiful kelim from the Mitzriim for the work that they did. And they left with those kelim. Says the Chassam Sefer that the Inyan, that the Maril would put out the Mashkoinos of the Akum on the table and he would be Sameach L'Roisim to see them. Because it was a zecha for the Rechush Gadol that they left Mitzrayim. So again, this is another Inyan over here of a zecha, and to bring out the Derech Cheres, the feeling of freedom was that just like Klal Yisrael left with Rechush Gadol, so too we also put out nice kelim. And therefore, if one, because of the matziv, is not able to buy new dishes and new utensils, and they will be using they'll be using disposable, let it be because of the problem with Tevilas Caleb. Perhaps one should be one should be medaktik to buy nice disposable, so the table should look nice and enhance for the lela seda and bring that feeling of that we left with rechush gadol. I once heard also that this is the one of the mekayrais to why people wash and clean very well the entire house. They clean the windows, so it should look like a beis melech. It should look, get the feeling of this feeling of cheres. The mitzvah of aseba. Let's discuss the mitzvah of aseba, and with that, the mechaber will discuss with us the pratim of aseba. The mitzvah of aseba. This is a very important Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Alachava. The Rambam tells us, "V'chol dar v'dar, in every single generation, chayev adam laharos es atzmai ki iluhu ba'atzmai yotza." There's a chiyuv, there's an obligation upon every single person to prove to himself and to make himself feel ki iluhu ba'atzmai yotza atam yishibra mitzrayim, as if now he left the shibra mitzrayim, which we'll discuss more when we get to Magid, how one gets the feeling, how one brings himself to this point. By going through Magid, it's built in a way that one should be able to reach this feeling. But this is the goal. The goal is, Lahara says, Atme kiru ba'atme yotza atme shibu mitzrayim. Shenema v'yisono hoitzi misham. He brought us out from there. This is the mitzvah that says in the Torah, remember, you shall remember that you were an eved. You yourself was an eved, and you went out for freedom, and you were redeemed from over there. Lefichach, says the Rambam, based on this introduction, which he writes in Halacha Vav, he continues in Halacha Zayin, Lefichach kishesoyed adam b'layla hazeh, when a person will sit down this night, the night of Pesach, tzarech lecho v'lishtois v'umesev derecheros. He needs to eat and drink and lean derecheros. Lechol echo v'echol bein anoshim bein noshim chayim lishtois b'layla hazeh gimel abao koisis shal yayin. The chiyuv, the obligation of drinking four cups of wine during this night is upon men and women, since all men and women were included in the nest of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam is sort of deriving from the pasuk, from the chiyuv that we have, based on the pasuk of Zechartik Evre Yisa, based on the chiyuv that we have, Laharis is Atzmecha, Kilu, that I went out of Mitzrayim, says the Rambam, I need to sit the seba derecheros, and I drink the four kaisis, which is mashma, somewhat from the Rambam. Many learn like this in the Rambam. The minat Torah, there's a mitzvah over here to do different pu'ulois in order to show that we left lecheros. However, the pratei hamitzvah, the tzura of the mitzvah, that Chazal formulated for us, and the formulation of Chazal was, the formula that Chazal gave us was through haseba and Dalid Kaisos. There is a very famous Chakira, which is discussed in many different Achroinim, which is whether the mitzvah Haseba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, is it a mitzvah by itself? Just Chazal attached it to when you're being mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah, or drinking the Dalid Kaisos, and drinking the Dalid Kaisos. And therefore, if one was not Masiv, he was Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, or Mekayim the mitzvah of drinking Dalid Kaisos, he just did not fulfill the mitzvah of Haseba. Or perhaps the mitzvah of Haseba is a chelik of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, a chelik of the mitzvah of drinking the four Kaisos, and therefore if one did not eat the Matzah or drink the Dalid Kaisos with Haseba, he was not Mekayim the mitzvah of Dalid Matzah, of Achilas Matzah, or the mitzvah of Dalid Kaisos. This is a hakir that many achreidim have with different rayas and mishoinim and in halacha. And probably as most hakiris, both tzadim are true. It's part of the mitzvah. And also there's a general mitzvah over here of derecheros. So we could, it's mashma like that in the Ramah, mashma like that in many other places. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that matzah tzarech haseva. Matzah needs a seva. That's clear. Matzah, when one's eating the matzah, they need to do a seva. Why? Because since the eating of the matzah is a zecha for the geula, so at the time when you're experiencing a zecha for the geula, one should be sitting by a seva. The Gemara tells us, however, the mara, which is a zecha for the shivud, ain't tzarech haseva. The Mara does not need a seva. Yayin, there's a machlekes, which two kaises need a seva. And a very interesting machlekes. One shita holds the first two kaises need a seva, and one shita holds the last two kaises need a seva. The shita that holds that the first two kaises need a seva is because now we're beginning the process of cheros. So let's get into it, get into that mode, into that feeling of cheros. And once you already reach the last two cases, the kaises, mada ava hava, if you got it, you got it, it's already too late. Either you built that feeling of cheres in the beginning, or you did not. And the second sheet holds, ada ava, just the opposite. Let the last two kaises be with a seva. Now is the spitz of cheres. The first two kaises, you still have ada mayinu. The first two kaises, you're still feeling the shibud. There's no feeling the vizachak the kieved, remembering that we were avadim. But once we pass that, now let's sit with cheros. This is the machlekes in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, hashta the itzmahochi v'itzmahochi. Now that we learned a shita like this and a shita like this, idi v'idi bo aseda. All four kaisais niraseba, and that's where we paskin, mahalacha. That all four kaises need a seba, which is an interesting discussion in the Ran and other mefarshim about the chayra de dalak kaises is a din drabanan, which is a discussion by itself of dalak kaises drabanan or deraisa. But the din a seba, like we mentioned before, that's pashtas a din drabanan. If it's a din drabanan, so it should be safi drabanan lekula. So if we have a machlekes in the Gemara, whether I need to do a seva by the first two kaises, or I need to do a seva by the second kaises, why are we being machmir doing a seva by all four? And the famous teretz that the Ran gives is that when I have a safik drabana lekula, which will mean that I lose the mitzvah, because safik drabana lekula will mean not by the first two and not by the last two. So then we don't apply the rule of safik drabana lekula. It's a separate discussion. There's what to talk about from other areas of halacha. But halacha lemaisa, we paskin, you need to do a seva by all four. Now the Rambam tells us v'shar achilasei v'shtiyasei, the other achila and shtiyah that we'll be doing during this night, shulchan aruch, im heisiv harizem shubach v'mlav enei tzorach. Very interesting lashon. If you did a seva, you are praiseworthy. If not, then you do not need, then you're not. And the Brisk Rav on the Rambam already discusses this Rambam and refers to the Chakir we mentioned before, whether it's a chelik of the mitzvah or it's a separate inyan of Haseba. The Rav Ya was from one of the Rishayim, and he writes, "Uvizman hazeh, nowadays, shein regilos ba'artzeinu lahaseb, where it's not the regilos, it's not the norm to sit with Haseba, obviously, the Rav Yah understood that the mitzvah of Seba, the Chazal instituted, was based on the fact that in their days, Haseba was the way of Cheros. And there are Chiluki days over here. If according to the Rav Yah, one did do Haseba with a Yaitza. From the Maril, it's Mashma, that if one ate the matzah ba'aseba, since it's not the regilos of their cheros to eat ba'aseba, he was not yaitza, because he's not sitting b'cheros. Others learn, no, the Rav Yah is not telling us that you're not yaitza. The Rav Yah is just saying you're not mechuyim to, you're not obligated to sit ba'aseba. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, quotes Rav Yah, and in Shulchan Aruch, he leaves out the Rav Yah. And many Paiskim leave out the Rav Yah. Seemingly, they understood that even though the mitzvah Haseba may be a mitzvah Drabanan, that the Rabbanah have established and formulated for us how to be mekayim the mitzvah. And true, that in the Zman of the Rabbanon, this was the norm for Derech Eros. But once they set up the Tzuras HaMitzvah this way, this is how it remains. The Aruch HaShulchan says something interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes this Rav Yah, and he says, Avakor Rabbi Seinu Leisri Leikain. But our Rabbi Seinu don't hold like this Rav Yah. Va'adarabah, Nir Lani is Daiti. That since there's a mitzvah to do shinuyim on this night, there's a mitzvah to do things differently, there's a mitzvah to do shinuyim, and the purpose of that is, get the children in the mode of asking. Im kein, ein lecha shinoy toiv ma'aseba. There's no greater shinoy than aseba. She'ein anu regilim b'zeh, ba'akshav oisin oisai, and now we do it. Which the Aruch HaShulchan is introducing us to another idea, which we will see further on, that we're going to be doing throughout the Seder, different shinuyim, to get the children to ask questions. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik will walk into the Seder with a pot on his head to get the children to ask and inquire, what are you doing? What happened? And once they're in the mood of asking questions, they'll start asking the right questions and you'll be able to talk to them and they're open to hear. So the Aruch HaShulchan is telling us that even though you, Rav Yom, may be right, that Bizman has said this is not the Derech Eros, but one should do it, out of the Indian of doing a Shinoi. The Mishnah Brura brings down that how does one do Aseba? It's a very, if you take the Mishnah Brura literal, many Paiskim had a very hard time understanding this Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says, Shigeshav Aseba. And again, we're going through how to do the Aseba because when preparing for the Seder, we need to be able to set the chairs up, set the table up in a way that those around the table that are Chayvin Aseba will be able to fulfill it properly. So Mishnah Brura says, Ratzalayma Roishoy Muta Letzatzmo. His head should be tilted towards the left. Al hamita on the bed, oy al hasafsel, v'karim tachas reishai, eitzol hashulchan. Chaim was medayik in the Rashi and the Rashbam, but there's a din of al hashulchan. Now, if you just take the Mishnah Brura, it sounds like over here you're tilting your head. It's a very strange and hard way of positioning yourself. The Arletzian writes something. He says, "How should one do aseba?" He says, "The makim shetar aseba shetar lata is gupa letzad small on a 45-degree angle." If we take a look at Rashi. Sech the brachos in two places, Rashi Psachim that we mentioned before. It seems that the way to position yourself as Seba is that your body should be leaning on something. It should be leaning on something, not that your head is hanging in the air, but the Shmuel says Roisha. It does not mean Dafke Roisha as he's Mitzayin in the Sharetzi in Rashi. If you take a look at Rashi, it's clear that it's not Dafka, his head. You take a look at the Mishnah Brura in Oisir Aleph, the Bir Halacha. It's clear that Mishnah Brura did not mean his head alone. It's with his body. And he's leaning on something, not to be hanging in the air. Just to tilt yourself in the middle of the air is nothing. That's not Derech Eros. And just tilting your head to the side is also not enough. One should position himself. There are different positions. If one has handles to his chair, he could put his chair on a tilt. Put his chair on a tilt that he's leaning towards the side, and he has his hand on the handle, and then he's leaning and put a pillow there if it helps him. If a pillow helps him, he could put his chair towards another chair or towards the table. But it should be leaning against something, tilted to his left, and try to figure out a comfortable position. Again, tilt the put the chair on a slant, and then lean towards the back of the chair with a pillow if it helps, and get comfortable. Get comfortable. The Yashiv spoke about someone who just puts his hand on the table, like the position like this, with his hand on the table, and then leaning on the hand, he said, yeah, but that would be enough. But the best thing, of course, would be is the position like we mentioned, where you're leaning against something, your body's leaning against something, in a way that you're supported and you feel comfortable. The Shla points out, that even though we said that achilas matzah, the shtiyas of the drinking of the four kaisais, and the other achilas, the other shtiyah, there's the inyan of haseba. However, when saying the haggadah, one should not say it behaseba. It should be be'ema v'yira. A very interesting idea over here. Be'ema v'yira. Which the prima gadol, when he brings down the shla, he adds in halal, haggadah, berachas hamazon, yoshev be'ema v'yira, which means that the drinking the dalet kaisais, the eating of the matzah, is a form of simcha, form of cheiros. But when we're going to be saying the halal, when we're saying the haggadah, the berachas hamazon, there has to be a feeling of ema v'yira. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes this. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even though kriyas halal is normally standing, however, the halal of this night is sitting. Why? Because all the acts of this night is derech cheiros. Therefore, we're not matriach you to stand. When we call makayim, however, even though we're telling you you do not need to stand by halal during the night of Pesach by the Seder, however, lo yikra halal v'agada, kishu muta al tzidai, don't do it while you're leaning on the side. Yeshiv ve'emo v'yira. So there has to be a balance of both feelings. And therefore, one has the achrayas to figure out for himself how to do aseva in a derech, in a way of cheiros. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, as if Gimel, that when he's leaning, should lean on his back or on his front. Again, like we said before, to his side. If he needs to tilt the chair, so he's leaning against the back of the chair when the chair is tilted. Or if he has a handle, he's leaning against the handle of the chair, but he's tilted to the side. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us that there's no difference between a lefty or a righty. Both lean to the left. As the Mishmur explains, since one of the reasons is Shemiyaktim Kana Leveshet, there's an Indian of Sakana over here, that perhaps the food will go down the windpipe instead of the food pipe. Therefore, even a lefty, which is, makes it more challenging for a lefty has to figure out how he can be comfortable this way. Because again, the main thing is to feel that cheiros, to feel comfortable. What's interesting is that even though women are chayv and dalet kaisos and achilas matzah, like the men, because they also experience the ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, women do not do aseva. Chabad says unless the chashuva, but the Ramah tells us women rely on the shita of the Ravya, and they do not do aseva. But they must keep in mind that they still have a din cheros, even though they're not doing aseva. But they should not be drinking the dalet kaisos or eating the matzah on the run. They're busy. They're definitely busy by the seba, by the seder, taking care of the young children, making sure the food is cooking and ready to be served for Shulchan Aruch, definitely, it's important. However, when they're being mekayim the mitzvah, when they're fulfilling the mitzvah of drinking the dalet kaisos or eating matzah, even though they can rely on the ravya and they do not need to do haseba, but they should be sitting in a mechubedik way. They should be sitting in a way that they are comfortable and mechubed. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us what's the reason why women rely on the Ravya over men, It's not the derech for Isha to be mesiv, to lean him at all. Perhaps he's referring to the Rashbam that tells us mipnei emes bala. There's a fear that the married lady has, and she's kafuf to him. And as the Shultis explains, lav dachayu de neshe lemizga. It's not the derech of a lady to lean. The Torah says there's an afkamina, a single lady, almana rachman sar grusha, that she may need to do haseva. However, based on the reason of the Shultas, the Bahag, that's lav oilech ara for Isha to lean, therefore no lady needs to lean. No lady needs to lean. The Levush brings down that's not even derech kavod for a lady to lean. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Manoach when he's talking about what's considered chashuva. So one of his biurim over there is inamishi chashuva b'fnei Hashem, isha yiras Hashem. She's a lady with fear of Hashem. Bas gedei le'ador kolel es shivchei eshes chayol v'zoisa isha im nimna mitziusa avu b'sheish labal tzricha seva. Al kopanim. Bottom line. The general meaning by Bnei Ashkenaz is that women do not do aseva, and therefore, if that's the meaning, they should not do aseva unless they dafka want to do aseva, or they're used to doing aseva, or in their family the women are chashuvas and do aseva. I'm sure they fit at least the category of the Rabbeinu Manoach. But again, the general meaning is that they do not do aseva. The Shulchan that we quoted over here, bring that down. Someone keeps asking, what's kulanu mesubim? Kulanu is those that have to do aseva. We're all doing aseva, perhaps. Or before the times of Rav Yah was written in the times of Mishnayos. Mishnayos, in those days, it was taka de derech. Rav Yah is not saying that was never the derech. But kulanu mesubim. I just thought of another pirush which we'll mention when we learn Magid, that kulanu mesubim means that we're all sitting there cheras. Okay. Ben Eitzel Avin, a son by his father, needs a seba. Even if his father says Rebbe Muvik, he does a seba. Talmud lifnei rabbi, ein eitzarach a seba. Talmud in front of his Rebbe does not need a seba. Those that are going to be sitting by their Rebbe's table for the Seder, if they're by their Rebbe's table for the Seder, I suggest that you do not ask your Rebbe for Mechila. Because like we mentioned before, to get that position of where you're comfortable and you feel cheros, you feel derech cheros as you're drinking those dalat kaseis, sometimes challenging and difficult. So therefore, I would say, don't ask your Rebbe for mechila, and the Rebbe should not be meichel. The Rebbe should say, I don't want you doing aseva. So like this, you'll be yaitza, for sure, according to the Rav Yah, you'll be yaitza, and you won't need to do aseva. Okay, now, The Shulchan Aruch continues, once we're discussing Haseba, the Shulchan Aruch continues, what happens if one forgot to do Haseba? And here the Ramah comes along, and Ramah uses the Rav Yah to paskin whether we need to do Haseba again, whether we need to eat the matzah or drink the kaisis again or not. And the rule that we're going to use is, the Ramah learns that when I pour another kais, and I have to make a bracha on the kais, so that's, to drink a kais with a bracha, that looks like you're being meisiv ala kaisis, and that's not allowed. And therefore, the Ramah goes with the rule that in any place where, according to the Rav Yah, I fulfilled the mitzvah. It will be also for me to drink. We're going to be sevach on the Rav Yah. Therefore, if one forgot to do a seva by the third kais, which according to the Rav Yah, if I would want to drink now another kais, I'd be chayv to make a bracha, because it's never the derech to drink after the third kais, another kais. Or according to, or after the fourth kais also, where it's not the derech to drink kaisais. So if I would want to drink another kais, I would have to make a bracha. So therefore, if I forgot on seba by the third kais or the fourth kais, I do not need to repeat the drinking of the kaisais. The Mishnah Berurah goes ahead and says, if so, according to our meaning that we do not drink any kais, we do not drink extra kaisis between the first kais and the second kais, we have the same issue. And therefore, if one forgot to do a seba by the first kais, they do not need to drink over with a seba. However, after the second kais, which is leading into the su'udah, where the derech is to drink during the su'udah, one would need to drink it over with haseba. So halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that after the third kais, the fourth kais, or the first kais, if one forgot to do haseba, they do not need to repeat and drink over the kais with haseba. After the second kais, one would need to. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that one should make a tanai before they make kiddush. Before they make Kiddush, one should make a Tanai and say, if I will forget to do a Seba while I'm drinking the first Kais, the Bracha I'm making now of Bayir Priyak Ofen should go also on the second Kais that I will need to drink then. And then, if I forgot to do a Seba, I will be able to drink over the Kais without making a new Bracha. There's no problem of Nira Kemais of Ala Kaisais, and one will be able to drink over even after the first Kais with Haseba. So if someone remembered to make that tonight before they made Kiddush, to have in mind that if I forget to do Haseba, I will be allowed to drink another Kais of Yayin without a Bracha, he will have to drink over a Kais with Haseba. Hopefully if you made that tonight, that in itself will be enough of a reminder that you won't need to make a, that you won't forget to do a seba. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah says that the Bir Halacha says that all this is true dafka if I need to fill the kais up. But if I have a big kais and I didn't drink the whole kais and there's remaining in the kais a shear, and now I remembered that I drank without haseba. So if I remember before I began to say halo, or the rest of the Haggadah, so it was not Masiach Das yet from drinking the rest of the Kais. So now I could drink the rest with a Seba, without a Bracha. So once I'm drinking without a Bracha, there's no longer an issue of Maisav Ala Kaisais. So therefore, Halacha LeMaisa comes out, that if I did not drink the full kais, which we'll discuss soon if one should or not. But if I did not drink the full kais, and I still have remaining in the kais, yayin, that I could be mekayim the mitzvah again with the wine remaining in the kais, and I forgot to do a seba by the first kais or the third kais, I should just continue and drink another revius with a seba. What happens if I ate the matzah without haseba? So Shulchan Aruch says, if you ate without haseba, you are not yaitza. Again, the Ramah tells us that bizman hazeh is not the derech laseh, it's kedayu the raviyah to rely on b'diavet. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that, again, when are we going to rely on this raviyah? We're talking about now achilas matzah, maitzi matzah. So when is it that I'm going to rely on? When I will need to make a new bracha. So by achilas matzah, if I did not finish the suda yet, if I didn't finish the suda yet, I still can eat more matzah. So eat another kezayis of matzah with a seba. However, the Bir Halacha says, in gomar kol suda uberech berechas hamazon, if I finish the suda and I made already berechas hamazon, and then I remembered that I did not eat the achilas matzah with a seba. So then, says the Bir Halacha, says, According to the Ramah, I do not need to go back and make Al-Khil's matzah. It's Pasha that even that he says, it's enough if you just do one kezayis. The place can bring down that if one already ate and he finished the Suda and he benched, then he does not have to go back to eat it with Haseba. The same halacha is true by Kairach, which also should be eaten with Haseba. If one forgot to eat Haseba and he finished the meal, the best thing is, don't get involved in any sfeikis. As a preparation for the Seder, put into your Haggadah, to your personal Haggadah that you may have ordered already. Put into your personal Haggadah a marking over there in big letters, Haseba, so that you don't get into any sfeikis, you don't forget to do Haseba, and you don't run into issues. Afikoyman is also a discussion whether one has to eat over the Afikoyman if it was done without Haseba. Moshe has a tshuva over here, where it depends if you're holding before the Berachas HaMazon or after the Berachas HaMazon. Again, if you're still holding in the Suda, so then you can eat over the Kezayis of the Afikoyman. But if it's after the Berachas HaMazon, or even if you remember before Berachas by Pri Hagafen on the Kai Shlishi, where the you'll have to make a new bracha, so then you do not need to. Now let's discuss the mitzvah of drinking the dalakosis lel haseda. So that, in other words, until now we discussed the mitzvah of haseba and the pratim of haseba. The mitzvah of dalakosis. The mechaba tells us that one is mechuyif to drink four kosis al haseda. It's not enough if I take one big cup and which has four revias and I drink a cup of four revias. And not only that, it's not enough if I just take four cups and drink one after another. It has to be al haseder. And the Gemara tells us, Chazal wa mesakin the dalet koisois deracheros kol chad v'chad navid be mitzvah. With each one, we do a mitzvah. The first one, we mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush. The second one, saying the Haggadah. Some hold the kois throughout the entire magid. The third kois for berachas hamazon. And the fourth guys is for the halal. There is a chakira in the achrayim where the what came first, the four mitzvahs, and then they put the dal kaises attached to the mitzvahs. Or we first started off with four kaises and we attached to the four kaises four different mitzvahs. And perhaps it's totally in the different reasons for why we have four kaises. We take a look at the different achrayim and earlier Mevarshim, we'll see many different reasons for Kaisis. The Levush brings down the famous reason of Keneged, it's a Zeicha for the Dalet Gulois, the Dalet Shoynes the Gula, which was said by Gulas Mitzrayim, Vaitzesi, Vaitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti. And it's Badmas or Yishalmi. Yishalmi gives a list of, I think, four or five different Rimuzin that there is in the number four, the Hamik Dover, the Torah Tamima, are all Meirich on what the idea of Keneged the Dalet Shoynes is. Shlomo Zalman used to say, Shlomo Zalman used to say that why is it that Chazal and Masakin to drink Dalet Koises of Yayin? Why didn't they say to eat four apples or pick any other type of food? So Rav Shlomo Zalman would explain that the idea of the Dalet Shoynes is that with each Lashon, there was another step in the Gula, as the Hamik Dover and the Torah Tamima, Abi and Masber. Each Lashon was another step of freedom, of Cheiros. And the one item, the one type of food that we have, or drink that we have, that gives a person a feeling of more Cheiros as they drink it, is Yayin. So Chazal picked the Yayin, so that as we drink the Kaisais, we get that feeling of more and more freedom, a feeling of happiness, which is Keneged the Dalet Shoynes Shel Gula, which was the bringing us closer and to the final Gula, which was bringing us out of Mitzrayim to our Sinai, the Mekabel, the Torah. That was Rav Shlomo Zalman's explanation to why Yayin. and something to think about while you're drinking the Dalai Kaisis. That feeling of Geula. The din of Dalai Kaisis is a question. And there's a mashmais that may be Drabanan. Others have raised that might be Deraisa. The so there's a mitzvah of Dalai Kaisis. Why was Chazal not misakin a bracha on the mitzvah of Dalai Kaisis? By mitzvahs, even mitzvahs drabanan, we have brachas. So why were they not misakin a bracha on Dalai Kaisis? So the Avudram writes that he gives one reason, because how can we make a bracha to drink the Dalai Kaisis when one of them is Kiddush, which is mitzvah by Vaymeid? He says, Vim Taima, Yivarech Lish the Shleisha Kaisis, but Yechayiv him four. So what's going to be the Nusach of the bracha? If you can say four, but we're already mitzvah in one of the four. If you're going to say three, but we're mitzvah in four. Vaita Machar, he says, because you can't make a bracha, Shem Evarchim Ela al mitzvah nasis bevas achas b'lei efsik. But the Dalai Kaisis is a mitzvah called Echo Ve'echomem. Each one's a mitzvah. And that's Shad and Halacha, that if you drank all four or at one time without spreading it out over the Seder of this Lela Seder, you're not yaitza. It's interesting, just as a ha'ara to think about. We daven from a siddur. During the year, on yontif we daven from what's called a machzor, from a cycle, and lel seder is called lel seder. We use a haggadah. What's the different lashonis that we have? The Gemara tells us that when fulfilling the mitzvah of Dalai Kaisis, the ishti ruba de kaisa, one should drink most of the kais. Gemara says one should drink most of the kais. Machlekes Rishonim, if we're talking about a kais which is the size of a revias or larger than a revias. Some Rishonim learn, we're talking about a kais which is exactly a revias. But if you have a larger kais, then you do not need to drink rive kais. All you need to drink is a revias or rive revias. However, others bring b'shem the Ramban, that even a kais gadol, even if you have a large size cup, you need to drink roiv the kais davka. And some have a shita that if you have a large kais, you need to drink the whole kais, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down all the different, the Pri Chodesh is Mayach, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the different shitas over here. So there seems to be three or four shitas. Shita number one is, I need to drink a revias. Shita number two is that roiv revias, to drink roiv revias is enough. And the third sheet is, I need to drink the full kais. No matter, it doesn't make a difference how big your kais is. Even if it's a very large kais, you need to drink the full kais. And the reason for that is because lel seder, it's not a din in the shear, it's a din in dalet kaisais. So if you chose a large size cup, that's your kais. And the fourth sheet is, rive the kais. Those are the four sheets. And this is why the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when choosing a kais, one should choose a smaller size kais. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Im ein b'dayt elishtes harbe, if you das not to drink a lot, lo yikach kais gadol. Don't take a big kais. Rak kais shemachzik revias kedei lochush l'day azu. In order to be chayish for this day, they need to drink the full revias or the full kais. Take a kais which is a revias big. Now." Let's make this very clear. There's two nekudas over here. There's the din of the kais. There's the din of the kais. How the size of the cup. And then there's another halacha over here. How much do I need to drink? So the kais needs to be at least the size of a revias. It needs to be able to hold a revias. How much do I need to drink? That's what we were mentioning there, four sheets. Either Rive Revias, Rive Kais, or the full Kais. The size of a Revias for the Dalit Kaisais and for Kiddush, except on Friday night, where Kiddush Friday night is the Raisa, is 2.9 fluid ounces, which is not much at all, which means my cup is, take your plastic cup, which is 6 ounces. So 2.9 is like half that cup. And then I have a shita that I only need to drink roiv of the reviyas. So there's the kais 2.9 fluid ounces. And when the seder is on Friday night, where kiddush is deraisa, so the one that's reciting the kiddush, or anyone around the table who's saying the kiddush on the kais, he should have 4.42 fluid ounces. Now let me make it clear. Anyone who these shiurim are difficult for them, there are smaller shiurim, and once you ask a shiloh. But I think for most people, these shiurim are already small enough that it should not be an issue. And therefore, like the Mishmur says, that if you don't plan on drinking a lot, look for a small kais. Let the children get the big kaisais, and the adults should keep to the small kaisais. Now, the Ramah tells us that when drinking the Dalek Kaisais, one should drink it without a hefsik in middle. And there are different shitas in what that means. Some hold it should be, the full reviyah should be drank in one gulp. Even though in Hilchos Derech Eretz, we say it's not Derech Eretz to drink it in one gulp. However, over here, as covered for the mitzvah, it, one drinks it with chavivas. He shows he has a certain love for the mitzvah. So he'll drink it in one go. Others hold, do it in two sips. Then we have in general, machlaikis, if the share of drinking the revias is within the share of kadesh tias revias, which is like what we mentioned, which is a matter of less than a second or two, or it's a matter of kadesh achilas pras. If it's working with the share of Chilas Prasa, then one will have a longer share to drink the revias. 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, different shitas in Chilas Prasa, which we'll discuss later when we talk about eating matzah. Halacha l'maisa, one should try to drink the revias in two gulps, or possibly one, like the share Kadesh Tias revias. Rav Moshe held that as long as the cup is by your mouth, you didn't take away from your mouth, even if you're drinking it slowly, that's called drinking a bevas achas. So one could rely on that also, that as long as you didn't remove it from your mouth, even if you're drinking slowly, that's considered bevas achas. Now, the question is, do I need to use wine, or it's enough, I can use grape juice? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us someone who does not drink wine because it's mazikim, gets a bad stomach from it, gets a headache, or he dislikes it, he should push himself to drink it in order to mimkayim the mitzvah of Dalek Kaisis. The Mishnah Berurah clearly says someone who will fall into bed because of this, someone who will be bedridden, or someone who is not feeling well, will not feel well from this. It'll be hard for him to function afterwards with the mitzvah halayla. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he is not included in the salach. He should not push himself to drink wine. And the Mishnah Berurah says, ki nirli pasha deim zederacheros. If the reason of drinking wine, as the mevur in the Rishayim in Masechta Pesachim, is because of cheros, so for this person, it's not cheros to be knocked out and not be able to focus on the other mitzvahs. That's not cheros. However, the Achrayim struggle with the Talmud Yerushalmi and the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, where it brings down Amarayim, Rav Yoina, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, that they would drink all kinds of yayin, even though they would have a headache from Pesach and Shavuos, and from there Rav Moshe derived that there's a very specific inyan of derech cheros over here, and one is obligated because of the mitzvah of cheros to drink wine, even if it's in causing pain and a headache. Other achrayim, many other achrayim, were not knowing like this. Many other achrayim were knowing to lechatchila drink grape juice, and they held that there's no raya from this gemara. And back in the days, the harvest for grapes was Elul. still is. Elul time is the harvest for grapes. And in order to keep grape juice from spoiling by the time it reaches Nisan, they had to make it into wine. So all they had was wine. But if one has also grape juice, of course you'll be yaitzer with grape juice. So again, this became a big machlekes between different paiskim, if I'm a chuyv to force myself to drink wine or not. And eitzah teva given by many paiskim, which works for a lot of people, is that even if wine doesn't sit well with you, or you won't be able to lead the seder properly if you drink wine, so then dilute the wine either with water or with grape juice, and make the mixture, prepare it before Pesach, so that the mixture has some alcohol taste to it. As long as it has an alcohol taste to it, then that's enough. As long as it has an alcohol taste to it. However, for women, it's clear that they do not need to drink wine. There's no inyan of cheras of women drinking wine. So therefore, women do not need to force themselves at all to drink wine. L'chatchila, they should drink grape juice. Especially the women which are pregnant or nursing, they should not drink wine. Again, I'm not going with any ratios, because depending on how much water is already in the wine, it's complicated. The bottom line is, if there's an alcohol taste to it, then that is a din wine for this halacha of their acheras, and that's enough. One more point over here is that there's a mitzvah that the wine should be red, unless the white wine tastes better to you. And the inyan of having red wine, the Gemara says, Eshev tam umari yayin. They should have the tam and the mara of yayin, and we find the pasuk that says, "Altera yayin ki is adam," that wine is red, so that zmimus gives it a maila and a chshivas, and also the dam, the zecha for the dam, The mishmur brings down that the zecha for the dam. There are those that ask about if I'm using white wine, is there inyan for me to pour something red into the wine to make it look red? Is there inyan, is it mutter to do that on Yontif? So that's why I quoted some tshuvas over here about that. Tomorrow we'll discuss a few more din and benigay of the wine itself. Another issue of grape juice is that if we consider it mevushal, we'll see what the Mechaba has to say about yayim mevushal. We'll discuss that. So, Mitzvah, tomorrow we will continue with a few more dinim about the wine itself, of what type of wine to search for, and then begin the halachas of the Seder, beginning with Kaddish. Any questions?
Two questions. What about, there's a diak from the people like quoting from the Bir Halacha that one has to lean on their arm that they can't use? What's the Rav's opinion on that?
Like I said, I believe that the Bir Halacha does not say that. I believe that he means that you have to position your guf in a comfortable way. From the Bir Halacha by Gidim, that's what you're referring to. I don't think it means that you have to lean on your arm. It just means you have to be in a position with your guf and everything in a way that you're comfortable.
It's a Bir Halacha. Yeah, I agree. It's a Bir Halacha by Iter. And Usher Weiss, I showed him the diak, he threw it out. Also, just for exciting.
Okay, Baruch Shekivanti to those that are greater than me.
What about
Haggadah? Well, what about
Can Rebbe show us how to do a teva?
Here, look, I turn the chair on a tilt. Do you see it? And I sit back like this. Hey, 1 second, they're going to make the picture bigger.
Shleimi, Shalom Aleichem.
So I, if I have a chair with arms like this, I turn the chair like on a slant, and then I sit back like this.
That's more like you're
comfortable. I'm leaning back on my chair. I have my hand over here on the table. I'm very comfortable.
It doesn't look so much to the left. Here.
What?
Is that considered to the left?
This is my left, by the way. This is my left. I'm leaning on my left.
I'm making a petition for Rebbe to sit that way every single day.
I'm full asleep. I do this too with my feet up.
What about the naming Haggadah, Seder, Seder?
Oh, you want to hear about that? Okay, maybe we'll talk about that.
It's very Hasidic.
It's not Hasidic at all. The names of these things came about before Hasidim.
No, I'm not
sure. Actually, that's the Gdailah called it a Seder. Okay.
If the minig of my wife is to lean, could she be makel to the for the Rav Yah by the second kais and by matzah?
I think so, because the general minig is not to lean. Okay. Any other questions?
According to the Maril in the Rav Yah, Maril holds the Rav Yah's usher lean.
Right.
So if the are women allowed to lean if they want to?
They they should not. According to the minhag that women rely on the Rav Yah, they should not lean. They should sit in a comfortable way. A pillow, again, there's no din that there has to be a pillow. Just the pillow should be in a place which makes you more comfortable, not less comfortable. I don't have a pillow right now to show you how to put your pillow.
No, there's a big machlekes with the Bach. The Bach holds the Rav Yah, allows you to lean, whatever, so messing on more.
Correct. I understood that.
So you're going with Dario. Fine.
Yeah. I didn't see that question, Anzi. What was that? Okay. Any other questions?
Someone asked a question on the chat. If you have two kosas, so one is like a really fancy gold cup that's really, really large, and you have a smaller cup that's like a silver $3 cup, and it's not as chashuv, but you're not going to be able to drink that amount, what's more lechatchila for a person to use?
Drink from the smaller kais and leave your gold kais on the table for the Indian of Kalim Noim.
But kings use their big cups. They're not scared to use their big cups. It's not to put out on the table. They were mishnamis.
True, but there's a din, the Chazal Masakin, Dalit Koisei. So the Rabban learned that it means the Koisholei.
Are you going to be Mekayim? You're putting out your Kalim is not just to put it out, it's to use it. Don't just put it out.
That's what we mentioned earlier from the Magen Avraham. That's a shot of Gezel by the Goyim's Kalim. So you see from there that it's just a matter of putting it out. Something which you're not allowed to do throughout the year. Throughout the year, you're not allowed to put out your nice kelim on the table. Even if you're not using it. But Lel Pesach, that's feeling of cheras. Look what I have. I have a gold cup. I have antique. I remember once being by someone's house, they took out an antique kli, which kais, which they had from, I forgot who, maybe it was some safer someone. Just to show it was like,
a hole in the bottom. If there's a hole in the bottom and it's not really to be used, but it's a beautiful cup.
If it gives you feelings of excitement, then yeah.
What's considered a Rebbe Movik in regards to Rebbe Movik in this din?
A gadol hadar. But you have to learn up in your day, the discussion about in your day, but a gadol hadar may have that din. Or a Rebbe, the Ramah says, there's a long Ramah over there, Yardea. But the Ramah says, someone who taught you a derech lima. If you have a Rebbe, that every time you sit down to learn, you think to yourself, this is how my Rebbe would learn up to Sugya. He taught you a derech lima.
So since we learned halacha from Rebbe, would Rebbe be a Rebbe Movik Lagabe this?
Okay, we'll talk about it different when we learn Yardea. So far, I can't invite you. I would love to have you over.
We'll have a Zoom say there, Rebbe.
Oh, I saw the Rav Rashis came out with a tshuva about it, no?
Yeah.
What did they say? Can you ask him a question? Okay. Thanks to everyone. This is really a lifeline for me that I get to talk and learn with everyone. And Amir Tashem, we should be zeichet to be able to sit together in the same room. And really, for my base medish of Rizcha de Raisa.
Amen. Amen.
I want to say hi to the boys.
Shkoyach, everybody.
Nice. Who's Sean? The host. Who became the host? Rabbi Lafk.
I don't know. Zevi, Mr. C.
I think Aryeh should be the host.
Aryeh is always a host.
Yeah.
How are you?
The hostess with the mostest. Ah, oh, Givaldic.
Zevi, the glitches every time you move your head.
That's
a
wrap.
So that's the way that it goes, no? That's what it is. It's still great, though.
Nice view in the back, Zevi.
I'm sorry you got cut off.
Zevi's officially a CEO.
Okay, we have to shut this down. Okay, do we have to go in and shut this down? Okay, I think we have to do this. Okay.
Alto.
Chazak baruch.